Welcome to Sales Secrets, new shows daily. Subscribe now.
Brandon, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thank you so much, Parks. Super excited to be here today. Fan of the show, fan of the books, and just excited to dive in.
Right on. So my first big question is, and I'm going to proceed it by saying, I have not read your book, nor have I even really scanned it. But when I searched Amazon today, and I said, sales mindset, whatever it takes, your book, whatever it takes, and is about sales mindset, which this show is about, I had over 10,000 search findings.
Wow.
Amazon alone. So my first question to you, Brandon.
That's a lot.
Why do we need another book on sales mindset?
Yeah, you know, when I was studying sales, and I've read hundreds of sales books and other books as well outside of sales, there was nothing around this all-encompassing, what are all the habits, what are all the secrets, what are all the strategies that you need to maximize your success in sales, in business, in life. And that's why I wrote Whatever It Takes. I actually wrote this book at the beginning of March, when the governor of Ohio, I'm from Ohio, go Ohio State Buckeyes, and huge win against Notre Dame, whenever this show's getting posted, number two versus number five. But I wrote this book when the governor of Ohio shut down the state, and everyone had to just stay home for a year, right? And I was worried. I'm like, okay, I need to share all the habits that helped me succeed during any financial crisis, during any challenge, during any difficulty, and everything that I learned to be tenacious, to be positive, to be coachable, to be hardworking, to be humble. What were all those secrets and strategies to maximize success? If you're in a downturn, if you're in an upturn, what were those secrets? And I wrote this book in 22 days, originally for our company. I wanted to give one. We had 50 employees at the time. I wanted to give the book to every single employee. And one of my marketers, Jonathan, he's like, dude, this thing's amazing. You should just share it with the world, which is actually what we did with our software. Our software, Seamless.ai, I originally built to help me automate selling. And then what I did with the software was we give it away for free to all the salespeople globally. And now it helped salespeople generate $28 billion. Same with the book. You know, once we released the book on Amazon versus just keeping it for ourselves, it sold tens of thousands of copies. I think hundreds of thousands of copies now. And it's incredible because there was nothing out there that really just gives you all the data, all the secrets that you need to maximize your success.
Well, let's dive into that a little bit deeper because again, and I think this is a fun show because you're selling to a skeptic. And I think a lot of our listeners are skeptics and they're just saying, dude, why another sales book? And I know you bring a very interesting perspective to it. So using storytelling, Brandon, share with us why we should go out and get this book. Tell us some stories about your early life and what triggered this and some of the tips that you have in there and the stories that brought those to life for you and how you overcame.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. And I assume a lot of the listeners tuning in probably experienced this, which I'm grateful for. You know, growing up in a difficult financial situation, my mom worked at a grocery store and a bank, no college degree. My dad worked in construction and at May Company, which is Macy's, no college degree. So growing up, my family worked four jobs. They worked 7 days a week. You know, we lived off of coupon clippings. We lived off of canned foods and garage sale clothing. This was garage sale clothing cool before Gary Vee made it cool. And, you know, there's nothing fun about your mom taking you and your sister, throwing you into a car and driving you around Thursday through Saturday, garage sale to garage sale to garage sale for 5 hours a day. It's miserable. So growing up, you know, financially challenged, I knew there had to be a better way. And
what was your first job as a kid?
Oh, man. This was actually the epiphany that hit me. So I was like, I got to break out of this difficult financial situation. And I was like, how early can I work? when can I get started working? I need to make money. So one of my friends at the time, he got a job as a janitor at one of our grade schools. Our city had three grade schools. He worked at one of them and he's like, hey, we get paid $6.50 an hour. The other grade school is looking for a janitor. You should apply. What was cool about it is you could work. It was like 5 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it was no other companies would be able to hire you at that young age. So I applied, got the job. And every morning, 4 a.m. wake up, get there by 5 a.m. And, you know, they had 500 desks. So I literally was scraping gum with razor blades, cleaning off the desks and wiping off all the desks. And that's when it hit me. I was like, okay, you can work hard and make some money to get out of a difficult situation. But I was like, there's got to be a faster way to do this. It doesn't make sense.
How old were you then?
15 and 16.
Okay.
14, 15, 16, working as a janitor, and it was terrible. And then, you know, it was terrible because, one, I had a lazy boss. And number two, when you're working as a janitor, that is not a fun job for anyone. It was brutal.
Yeah, but, you know, what do they teach you? You know, work ethic, discipline, getting up. I mean, I remember my very first job, Brandon, was shoveling horse shit at
Wow.
For $2 an hour. And I think I was in the seventh grade. And we worked every day except Christmas. Mo gave us Christmas Day off. But I got to tell you, December 26th was a nightmare. So, but what did it teach you? I mean, you know, discipline.
100%.
This show is sponsored by Seamless.ai, the world's best sales leads. Get direct dials, emails, and cell phones for anyone in seconds. Request an invite to join for free at Seamless.ai. That's Seamless.ai.
Hard work, discipline, and you know, the breaking back of like the cleaning, the mowing, the cleaning of the desk, you name it, the moving of the desk, all that stuff. I was just like, there's got to be a better way to make more money. A faster, easier, better way. And I remember opening up, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. The biggest newspaper in the city is called The Plain Dealer. Opened up The Plain Dealer, saw an ad for like $7.50 an hour plus unlimited commissions. You can make $20, $30, $40 an hour. I was like, wow, this is amazing. I called the company and it was a call center. And that was my first introduction into sales. Was working at a call center. And it was a crazy call center too, because I was cold calling all day and night. Like I had the 4P to the 9P shift.
What were you selling?
That's the crazy part. So literally I'm calling all these consumers, asking them for donations for their local police office station, the local firefighters chapter. So you're calling people, trying to sell them to donate their money in exchange for the police firefighter sticker or a tax write-off. It was the hardest sale I've ever had to do.
I wonder how many of those receiving your call thought it was a spoof, that you were just trying to bilk them out of money. Because you get those all the time.
100%. I think back then when I did it, luckily this was before like massive scams and stuff, like because it was a legit company. Granted, the problem with these call centers that do it on behalf of non-for-profits, they keep like 80 to 90%. I didn't know that at the time as a kid, you know, because I took this call center job 17 to 18 years old before I went to college. But that was when I first realized the power of selling, the power of influence, communication, persuasion, negotiation, closing. Everything in life is a sale. And after hearing people pitch, negotiate, tonality, in the call center, making more calls equals more money, you name it, was able to get the, you know, every $100 that you got an increase of about 50 cents per hour. So eventually you could start making a lot of money and got up to $20, $30 an hour. It was amazing. And that's when I found out the power of selling and making money with selling versus trading time for money. And what I learned there, and like what I write in the book with Whatever It Takes, is being positive, you know, like look, viewing everything as a positive opportunity. You know, life happens for you, not to you. Everything you experience is, you can view it positively or negatively. Like going into that call center, you can either view that situation where you know from 4 p.m. to 9 or 10 p.m., you're going to be making hundreds of cold calls to consumers asking them to donate money. Half the people that were in that call center hated it. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to make a call. And I just figured out, like, by leveraging the power of positivity, I could transform my mind to say, I cannot wait to go to work. I cannot wait to make a call. Your next call is your best call. And like every conversation, every call, every action can lead to a life-changing moment. And that's one of the major habits in Whatever It Takes, is leveraging positivity and the power of positivity to change your whole mindset. Another thing I learned was being grateful. Like gratitude is, you know, everyone listening in should be grateful that we're alive, grateful that we're born, grateful for the opportunity that we've got today. There's tons of companies, tons of economies shutting down, laying people off, firing everyone. People are broke, families are broke, you name it. And if you've got a job, if you've got a great situation, if you're middle class, higher class, even lower class, you're not living on the streets. Like everything that you've got or that you're getting, we should be grateful for. And it's funny, like I learned gratitude a few times. Like when I started my company, I remember one of the things like, if I got the big houses, I'll be happy. And then guess what happened? I got the big houses and that didn't make me happy. Oh, if I get the Lamborghinis, Ferraris, I'll be happy. Then I got the Lamborghinis and Ferraris. And that didn't make me happy. Like what I realized made me happy the most was helping other people get everything that they want in life. And just being grateful for the things that we've got, grateful for being of service to other people, that stuff changes your life forever for the better.
Thanks for joining Sales Secrets. New shows daily. Subscribe now.